Does it ever even get cold in Texas?
It does. It's been getting cold lately. We've been actually trying out our fireplace. And
not trying it out.
Yeah, because, you know, folks of our skin tone, most times we have fireplaces in the house and we don't even use it.
Right? Come on here. Come on.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Glass House Podcast. We are excited for season three. This is your boy, Jericus Collins. And yeah, it's good to be back. I got my guys with me, Matthew Grady, dun 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 dun, and Keenan Brinson. Give them a drum roll and a hand clap. How you guys doing?
What up?
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? It's good to be back. It's good to be back.
Yeah, we're excited. Season three, let's go.
Season three is going to be amazing, and we have missed you all so much, and just know we're coming back swinging, so this is going to be an amazing season. I'm so glad for the topics, for the topic that we're discussing and the different aspects of the topic we're discussing this season. So this season, we want to target the theme of personal development. So many of us always talk about personal development. It's 2022. You've written your vision boards. Some of you have done digital vision boards, which is a new thing now, if you guys haven't heard. It's actually really awesome. People are doing this, like, digital vision board thing. It's like, no, like paper. Like, you don't need paper
I heard
anymore.
You can do it on your phone now. You can, like, share yours with other people, and you can, like, make a collage or something.
Yeah, it's dope. So, like, I'm sure y'all have said, you know, this year you're going to do this and you're not going to do that. And that's great. But you also have to keep in mind that the only way you will move forward and develop in your new year is if you put personal effort in it. And so we want to talk about personal development this season from different aspects. But we want to start the first episode just talking about life, man, and just talking about our plans for 2022. And just to update y'all, so the first update that I want to put on the books, because I'm the host tonight, is we have a newly married person.
Let's go.
On the stream. So let's go. I'll let Matthew update you all on that life journey update. And we have an anniversary as well that has passed. So, Matt, let us know what's going on, man. How you doing?
Oh, man. For those of you guys who know, me and Aaliyah finally got married. I know right after all these years, right?
After all these years,
we finally got married. But no, man, it's been incredible. We got married in October the 30th in a city called Lulawesi, Georgia. And, you know, we got engaged December 2020. And we got married October 2021, and it's been an incredible journey. I tell you now, weddings are very, 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 very expensive. But, you know, but at the end of the day, it is nothing that you won't pay to be with the person you love, right? To have the wedding that you guys both have ideal. And I just want to know, did y'all have a good time at the wedding? That's what I want to know. That's what I want. Because if not, I got videos. You know what I mean?
Listen, I don't think I remember half of the wedding.
Can we talk about the party that we had at the wedding? And we just discussed that real quick. Yeah, it was amazing. I'm not gonna lie, I'd be looking at pictures every day thinking like, can we just have another wedding? Can somebody else get married and I can come?
Because
it was incredible. It was the best day of my life. You know, and I went viral, in case you guys haven't heard. I went viral crying. So, you know, but yeah, somebody recorded my reaction to, first of all, I didn't even make it down the aisle with Collins. Better yet, making it to see Aaliyah. You know,
that boy was crying so bad. I'm like, yo, take the handkerchief. It's okay, yo.
But yeah, so that's what's going on, man. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. And I just want to say this publicly that I said privately and I said anywhere and I said anytime. I'm so happy for you all's union, Matt and Aaliyah. Aaliyah, if you're listening in to us on the replay, know that I'm just so happy for you all. A wonderful union. Praying blessings for many, many years to come. Praying healthy, long life and longevity to your marriage. It's good when people come together and get married you know, oftentimes people are so quick to gossip about what won't go right, but won't gossip about when it goes right.
Okay? I like that.
I'm going to leave that right there. Oftentimes people want to gossip about when things don't go right for folk, but they don't want to gossip about when it actually goes right.
I like
and
that.
And so I'm celebrating you guys. I'm celebrating your union, young and married.
Hey, thank y'all for being a part, though. I really appreciate that. I'm sure I've expressed that a couple times, but seriously, thank you guys for coming all the way to Savannah and being part of our wedding. We know that weddings, you know, to be in the wedding party ain't cheap either, you know, because you got stuff to pay for, right? Yeah. And but I'm seriously, I really do thank you guys for both being a part, and I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Oh, man, it was amazing. It was amazing, man. It was great. It was a roller coaster, man, from partying to cleaning up.
All the way to the end.
We had a good time, man. We had a good time. Man, so,
man, it was great, man. I concur. So, Keenan, how's life with your wife? I know y'all celebrated 1 year of marriage. How's life going down there in Texas? Big Texas with you and your wife.
Does it ever even get cold in Texas?
It does. It's been getting cold lately. We've been actually trying out our fireplace. And
not trying it out.
Yeah, because, you know, the folks of our skin tone, most times we have fireplaces in the house and we don't even use it.
Come
right?
on here. Come on.
We don't know how to. It's strictly for decoration. But no, we have actually put ours to use for these last couple of nights. As it does get cold, but you guys know Texas is Texas. So it'll be about 30, 40 degrees at night. And when you wake up in the morning, it's about maybe 60, 70. So, yeah. I don't know if people here have been affected by the virus or they just got a cold or something. You know, I think we've been going so crazy about the virus. Every time somebody's coughing, you don't even recognize that, hey, the weather is changing. The weather is so bipolar. We don't know how or where this is coming from. But no, man, it's been a great little break. I know we've had a break from here and doing our podcast, but during that time we celebrated all of the holidays with our families.
Yeah,
families came from Georgia all to Texas. So Matthew, man, I look forward to the day where your entire family just stays at your house, man. It's a beautiful
thing. Are you going to look forward to that day for me? I'm not looking forward to all that. That's a lot of traffic. I'll take your experience and take it at word. I'll take you at face value.
That's a lot of traffic, man. Running through there, man. I've come through my house with all of that traffic.
At one point in time, man, I think we had like 10 guests at one time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot of food.
Right. It was a lot of trash bags. I was like,
I think the holidays are necessary, though, right? Everybody had kind of something different going on in the holidays. You know, it's my first holiday married. You know, you guys, first holiday having you guys' house. So you got tons of more space, right? And then Collins got ordained.
Sir.
He be trying to minimize what be going on, right?
Yes, sir.
He got ordained, right? You know, and it's everybody had their, you know, holiday and was filled with different memories to walk away from. And I think we all walked away from how we want to do holidays going forward and what we don't want to do going forward. So the holidays do teach us something, huh?
Right.
Yes, the holidays was amazing. I ended 2021 celebrating with my family. And celebrating with my friends and loved ones.
All right, elder.
Listen, the Reverend is an elder in the Lord's church. Y'all not hearing him. He's trying to be really, really content about it. But listen, the Reverend is an elder in the Lord's church now. Come on, somebody.
Oh, bless you guys. Thank you guys.
Elder.
I appreciate it. But it was a great, gracious occasion. But
a year left? A year left in your degree, right?
Well, I'm done in May. I'm done in May. So we don't know if I may.
Well, hold on. Since podcast, he's done in May. Keenan just finished his master's. Can y'all stop downplaying what's been up?
Listen.
I mean, come on now.
Yes. So I am almost done. Yeah, we're getting these degrees. We're not catching feelings. We're catching flights.
Listen.
You know.
Are we dropping bars? I hear you, Dak.
I mean, Keenan's buying houses. I mean, that's what we're doing. You know.
It's exciting, man.
That's just what we're doing. I mean, it's an exciting time. Like, for 22, I'm really looking forward to some great things. So let's talk about that, guys. What are the plans for 2022? I know that it is too early to say fully what you're going to do and what you're expecting. There ought to be something you're looking forward to doing in 2022. Take a stab at it.
Me, myself, I don't know about you guys, but usually I would try to come up with these big visions and big dreams of what I want the next year to look like, right? This year, I think I took it on a more of a personal level. Like, one of my goals for the year is to possibly, I'm going to try to at least run the half marathon next January.
That's the goal. Right?
So that's 13 miles. That's a half marathon here in Houston. It's 13 miles. I had a lot of friends and a lot of people that I work with do it this year. And I was like, you know what? I can do it too, right? I can do it too. So, I don't know, man. I want to take it day by day, but I want to challenge myself day by day, right? Like, how do I get better each day? What can I do to become better each day? So my goal now, I'm saying this on the podcast so that I can be reminded to stick to my plan, right? To stick to the goal. But my goal is to be able to at least run 13 miles, 13.1 miles, about my next year in one setting. I ran today, y'all, and I did about 3 miles. It was hard. It was tough. But amazing, I got it done. I finished it.
Yeah. Amazing. Love that. For me, I think my biggest goal for 2022 is I just don't want to live well. I think my goal is to live well. For so long in church, we have this strive to read the Bible more, to develop a path towards paying tithes more consistently, without abandoning that role. But most importantly, I don't plan on just praying this year. I plan on actually preparing this year. So I don't just want to live right. I want to live well. So that's mentally, that's physically, that's financially. And I was at a church during the new year, and I think I'm just taking the word that was kind of taught that night. And it's that 2022 is the year of stability. You know, I just want to be stable, but stability comes with consistency. So with the same thing Keenan said, you know, I'm interested in running the half marathon here. It's like every October. And I'm definitely interested in doing, I've always wanted to do, and it's called the Rock and Roll Marathon. And so I want to be able to run it. You know, one thing I learned about running, for those of us who used to run a lot, right? If you just run every day, you get faster, you'll be able to endure longer. And I think far as physicality, my goal is to lose 50 pounds this year. Lee and I want to lose a total of 100 pounds together. And so we've abandoned red meat, and it's been good. It was hard at first getting adjusted to what turkey bacon tastes like and turkey sausage tastes like. You know, ground turkey tastes like. It took a minute to get, you know, in the groove with the turkey stuff. But it's been good. I'm not going to lie, y'all. It's been good, you know, and it's been rewarding. The best part about partnership is that where you have weakness, they have strength. And so you can kind of motivate each other along the way, and then you learn each other's pace, right? So that's my goal this year, man. And then my goal really, you know, I think, again, is really that, you know, just kind of focus on whatever God has me, and read more than I've ever read before. I'm a reader. I like books. Yes. I ain't giving up no TV shows. But I watch a little bit less. Let's put it like that. I'm not giving up no TV shows. So yeah, my goal this year, man, stability, to be stable. Stabilize my marriage, stabilize my finances, stabilize my fitness, stabilize my mental state, to be stable and just be consistent with what God has given me.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir.
I totally agree with that. What both of you guys said. It's so important to kind of look forward to what you want to do. Similarly, I'm taking more accountability with my health. There was at one point when I was at my ideal weight, I was at my ideal place. And I've kind of veered from that, but now I'm veering kind of towards where I want to be again. And even starting off this year, I've started off with cleansing and cleaning myself from toxins and things that, you know, from greases. You never know how clogged up your body is until you actually do a cleanse. And so I've been trying to do fasting and cleansing. And I feel better. I've lost 15 pounds already.
I feel better. So much better.
I'm on my way to my goal. You know, seeing how I've had the momentum to do what I've already done already in 22, it's given me a drive to keep going. And not just making it a moment, but a lifestyle.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like my goal, make health a lifestyle and to prioritize my holistic healing. Because I come from a generation of folks who didn't live long because of what they ate. We all deal with systemic injustices. We all deal with incarceration. We all deal with white racism. However, a lot of our death also comes by way of what we fail to let go of. I don't eat these things, but I know people who won't let go of pig feet and chitlins and pig ears. You know, you can't eat the whole pig and expect to not have high blood pressure.
Well, so now you're the blood pressure guy?
No, that's true, man.
Now you're right.
You have to do things in moderation. No, for real, seriously.
No, I like moderation. That's the key, moderation.
Moderation, and I'm doing
no, you shouldn't be eating no. You shouldn't be eating no pig ears, no pig.
Leave people alone. People be eating stuff that not even supposed to be ate. Like, you know.
People eat that, and you eat what you eat.
Yeah, I'm not eating no pig feet. You know, I'm now don't front now because your mama fed you pig feet. You know, but I'm not. You know,
you've never had pig feet.
Right.
I've never had pig feet, but people do that.
And have you eaten oxtails before? I mean, y'all like oxtails, right?
I love an oxtail.
Now, see, honestly, I don't eat liver. I don't eat any of those things. I don't eat liver or pig feet.
I love a tail.
I love a fried gizzard, Doc. A fried gizzard. Don't you try to trick me and fry no liver and tell me it's a gizzard. I know the difference. Them liver darker than that gizzard. The liver dog. That liver dog, boy. I know the difference.
But I'm also, y'all crazy. But I've also been doing some reading.
Try to trick me.
And I've been trying to do some more personal reading because with school, as we all know, you're always doing reading for everything else.
Yeah.
And all I do is theology. And I have made a commitment to myself to read more personal autobiographies. And I'm reading this book, Cicely Tyson's Just As I Am, which it is like over 300, 400 pages. It's about her life. I'm halfway through the book. And the book is so good. Because Cicely Tyson lived for so long, and so she has so much she can talk about that I just easily go through these pages reading and understanding more about who she is. And I'm reading other books about biographies and reading this new book by Eddie Glotz Jr., Begin Again. So I'm just trying to really invest in myself this year.
And there you go. Well, you took the words out of my mouth. I was just about to say, just with what our season's focused on, you know, we're spending a lot of time this season talking about development, talking about ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, even though, you know, we may have spouses and friendships and things of that nature, I think we've got to take this year personal, fellas. You know, we all have talked about our own individual goals. And if we're going to win within, we've got to take charge of our own lives, right? Purpose is God's preference for our life, but it requires our participation. You know, so we got to do our part. And we're making this year personal. I think one of the greatest lessons I learned from 2022, and I've learned a couple things. I think one of the greatest things I learned is that some situations in life aren't meant for you to win. They're meant for you to learn, you know? And so with what we've learned, we've got to capitalize and make our next year better. So, you know, all of you guys, so we talked about reading, we talked about losing weight, you know, and here's the thing. And I say this boldly to whoever listens to this episode, nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to wake you up. Nobody's coming to tell you to go to the gym. Nobody's going to tell you to read. Nobody's going to tell you to go to school. I mean, you guys are, you know, well thought, you know, well studied. So you know that no one's going to do anything. You've got to do it. And no, you know, you have spouses and friendships. These people will encourage you along the way. But if this going to be your year, you got to want it for you, right? If, you know, nobody's going to tell you to get in the room and read and stop watching Netflix, that's on you, because guess what? It ain't hurting you to watch Netflix. But I will tell you that my plan is to, and I was telling my wife this a couple of days ago, literally my plan is to spend more money in self-development this year. We spend so much money on stuff that we like. We don't really, like, when is the last time you paid to go to a conference and sit down the whole time? No, I mean, like, honestly, like, when is the last time we invested in something that's going to pay us in the long run? I think sometimes we think because we're good at something, we can't get better at it. And I was talking from the aspect of working in politics and speaking, you know, I was like, what can I get involved in that'll make me a better speaker, make me better with words, make me better as a communicator? And I found some different outlets that I desire to pursue this year to make me better, because even if you're not better for where you are now, you want to be better for where you're going. So, I mean, I'm going to take over Colin's role a little bit. I want to ask you guys a question, you know, so with 2022 coming along, like, what are you guys' thoughts on self-development, and what are your plans to make you better? Like, what are some things that you feel like you can get better at?
To make myself better, man, this year I am taking on a new philosophy. I am paying attention more to the scriptures of Christ or the Gospels a little bit. This right now in this season, I wouldn't say the whole year, but right now I'm really paying attention to a lot of the Gospels, and I'm picking up a new philosophy of not working for monetary gain, but working as long as it's connected to my purpose. Right. And I know that's hard. That sounds crazy. Right. It's, wait, he ain't got no job. He going to throw away everything. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, if I am not in a place that does not challenge my purpose, that does not challenge my destiny, does not challenge what I know I am to be called to do. Not trying to be super duper spiritual, yeah. But you know, if I'm not doing that, then I'm wasting my time, right? Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Of course, yes, we need to have jobs to where we can pay our bills, to where we can make sure that we're on top of things and we're getting things done. But at what cost are we doing that? Right. We spend 8 hours at that job. Right. And we're devastated. We're depressed. We're mad. We're upset sitting at that job. Right.
But that was so good.
What are you doing while you're at that job?
Kenan, you said something. I want to just interject something real quick that Kenan just highlighted. And I heard the Rock said in an interview the other day, he said, if you spend 8 hours on a job and come home and not work on something for yourself, you're not tired. You're lazy. You know, and to those of us who work, you know, we're not tired, we're just lazy.
And honestly, man, it's if anything, after everything that we have been going through as a country, this pandemic, we thought it was over. It popped back up, whatever you want to call it, right? It never ended.
So speaking of that, Kenan, did you get the two candidates I sent you to vote for in Texas?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I
know. You know, they're going to legalize some stuff. But go ahead.
after all of what's going on in our world, right, that's driving us crazy, that's going all over the place, right? At the end of the day, we have to realize that we have to take care of ourselves,
yeah,
right? Politicians may say one thing, and then a year or two later, you see that they never put their best foot forward to what they said. Well, guess what? That politician has nothing to do with your
own. My student loan ain't got forgiven yet.
Right. I'm still waiting on my student loan.
My infrastructure every day. I mean, what's the my job, like $47,000. Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, I mean, wow. Like, wow. I mean, don't lie.
Listen, and then we have one brother who sits over there debt-free. Hallelujah.
Debt-free on scholarship. We're not mad at you. We just saying what we're saying. Debt-free. Got the debt-free and then got another scholarship. How do you do that?
I'm not buying a new car.
Yeah, right.
Wow, they just threw me in there. I just gonna let you guys talk.
Yeah, he quiet when it comes to student loan conversation, Doc. I looked at mine on Credit Karma yesterday. Said $47,000. I said, my God. So they're arguing about infrastructure every day online. He knew he was gonna go out there and vote if he said something about student loan.
Right, lying right. To me. But the point is, guys, the point is, man, is to make sure, is to be real with yourself. Be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Challenge yourself. Figure out where are you being lazy? And why are you being lazy?
That's honestly good. That's good.
You know, where in your life are you being lazy? Why are you being lazy? And where can you even challenge yourself for 30 minutes, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Work out for 30 minutes. You're sitting on that phone scrolling for more than that, right? Mm-hmm. You know, challenge yourself. You're going to have to start doing these things yourself. Even when I'm talking like this and I'm married, right? But my wife is not my personal assistant.
There you go.
She's not the one checking up with my schedule to make sure that I'm doing everything that I said I would do.
Nobody doing that.
You have to take accountability of your own life.
That's the word, accountability. Accountability.
Accountability of your own life if you're going to be the best person.
You don't get to participate, then play victim. Right? Like, yeah. I mean, this is your life. You gotta own it, man. Right. Like, this is
right. Like, we participate, we eat, I don't get me wrong, and I'm saying this myself.
Like, how you keep eating out of this? Why do you keep coming back to eating? Like,
I sit up late at night eating all these snacks and all this ice cream.
Can you say not we say you eat your cookies?
I said me. I'm talking about myself. I'm mad at myself right now.
I don't sit up and eat cookies at night. That's you.
I mean, he's trying to cast doubt on my faith. Like, we eat. I don't need that. I mean,
I just need y'all to agree with me this one time. I just need you to touch and agree with me.
Leave my faith alone. By the way, I'm cussing on this podcast.
I'm trying to eat plant. Man, earlier I called myself eating a plant-based brownie. Man, I said, everything ain't supposed to be plant-based.
Yes, it is. I love it.
You ain't lying, dog.
I can't do that beyond me. No, I can't do it.
I can get with the Impossible Burgers, but it's got stuff.
No, it's got like a little spice to it. Like, not a, like, you know
what I'm talking about? That's what I like. I love it.
Okay, that's good. I can't get jiggy with that. I just can't get jiggy with that.
You haven't tried anything until you try the plant-based bacon.
What?
It's a real thing. It's a real thing. I didn't know it was real.
My grandma said, I'm going to leave you to that. I'm going to leave you right to that. I then went on a stretch with the turkey bacon because turkey bacon, they don't have that thick cut bacon.
Right.
So I'm going to leave you to that.
Well, guys, this has been an amazing welcome back. Listen, we can stay here all day, but we want you all to know that we are so inspired to live life so well that we can encourage you all to do the same. So we hope that the start of your 2022 is amazing. We hope that you are tuning in, that you are subscribing to our podcast. Share this with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Let them know that you can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us wherever you can find podcasts. This is the Glass House Podcast. I'm Jericus Collins, proud to host you tonight. And guys, it's been so amazing to have you guys on the Welcome Back Season 3.
Listen, we got so much in store this season,
y'all.
We got
some guests this season.
Oh, man, it's going to be amazing. I want you guys to stay tuned. It's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit. We're excited, you know, and I'm looking forward to it. And I pray and I hope that through our podcast and just through words that you guys infused yourself with, that you will feel a bit more inspired to do things that you thought were impossible. And you are encouraged to believe in yourself a lot more because it's really you against you. It ain't never you against the world. It's you against you, right? And so if you want to be the best version of yourself than you were, you've got to start busting moves that you've never bust before. So we're excited about the season, excited about walking ourselves through our lives and improvement, I think that's going to be healthy for us all. And so do me a favor. If you enjoy the podcast, leave a comment below. And let's go ahead and get 1,000 more subscribers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Run it up. Run it up.
He got real ratchet. Run it up. All right.
Love y'all. Peace out, man.
We'll see y'all in the next episode.
Peace. All right, folks. Peace.